Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. The first day of school, or even the first days of school, can be the most nerve-wracking for a teacher. You are so excited to start the year off, but you're just not really sure where to start. Do you dive right in from the get-go, or do you spend some time getting to know your students and going over policies and procedures and your syllabus, or where do you start? Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Today, I'm going to give you some tips from my perspective as a 10-year high school engineering teacher, but also a 4-year assistant principal, to let you know what I saw and experienced for myself, what worked on the first days of school. Your goal for that first day of school can be getting your students to feel safe and comfortable in your class and your surroundings. To start off, I'm going to have us go back a little bit before the first day of school, if at all possible, and encourage you to think about your classroom space and see if there are ways or things that you can do to eliminate clutter, even if it's putting it in a box and hiding it somewhere, just so that first day is stress-free and fresh, and it will help you, but it will also help your students. Getting ready for that first day as well, there are some things that I suggest that you just make or put on your board so that students have an idea that they're in the right place. Especially the secondary world and your middle school or the lower classmen who are at your particular school, one of the biggest fears is to go to the wrong class. There's two different ways that you can prevent that from happening or help when it does happen, because honestly, it happens a lot. The first is to put your name, your class, and maybe your room number on the board after they come in. It's just there so that they can see it. They can instantly figure out if they've made it past you in that door and they've sat down and they look at their schedule and they look at the wall and they look and this is third period. You're supposed to be in Mrs. Masick's class. We are doing engineering design and that's not on your schedule. You can figure out pretty quickly how to stand up and go to the hallway and find your class that you're supposed to be in. One of the things that I felt was the most successful way of inviting students to my classroom and starting to get to know them and having them get to know me was greeting them at the door. So being in the hallway, being able to help students with their schedules was always valuable by being in the hallway, being able to direct them in the correct direction. But then when they have greeted me and they are coming into my class, I could check and find out. I could find out their name, how to pronounce their name, I think that's like the most important thing, especially for someone like me who has a fancy H that was thrown in there by her father and sometimes trips people up. It's helpful and I appreciate it when someone asks how to say my name versus just pretending like they know, or for the rest of the year, not ever referring to me by my name because they don't actually know how to say it. That is step one of getting to know your students, is making sure that they're safe. And then as they're walking in, getting to know their names, how to say it, greeting them. I love to smile. When I get nervous, I smile even more. And so having a smile on your face, that's also something that I tend to do, which leads me to the next tip is don't abandon your personality. If you're planning on running a tight ship, go ahead, run a tight ship. If you are a little bit more laissez-faire and you want to stay that way and you're not anticipating that it's going to be an issue classroom management-wise, it's okay to be a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more friendly, and you can actually be a combination of two. You don't have to adopt the persona of the Trunchbull if you are Miss Honey. Know that sometimes students, they're going to push, they're going to test things, but having this first day or these first few days are going to hopefully help you set you up for success regardless of what your personality is and what your teaching style is going to be for the rest of the school year. As we continue on for that class period, I want you to think about that class period. As I mentioned in episode 222, how you're going to chunk things, you are still going to want to do just as many things as you would on a regular school day, if not more, because things are probably going to take students less time to complete than you had thought, and you don't want to be talking the whole time. I will say that I dislike giving my syllabus on the first day. I probably at best summarize and touch on the key points for my syllabus when I do finally go over it, which is a few days after everyone else has. We never in my class, because it bored me to death and I didn't want to have to be doing it for every single one of my class periods, we very rarely read it word for word. Now, take what your administration says, and if they tell you that is something that you are required to do, then you're going to unfortunately need to do it. But understand that however many classes your students have, they are having to listen to that syllabus in every single one of those classes. And if you have differing policies and procedures from other teachers, now they're having to somehow remember all of those things when they don't appeal to them at all. They're not interesting at all. How are they going to remember that your A starts at a 93 and someone else's A starts at a 94 and this teacher allows gum and this teacher doesn't? A lot of that is just going to be a lot of confusion during those first days of school. Instead of presenting the syllabus that way, typically what I will do is what I go into the next thing is teach them routines and procedures on that first day. And I like to do that in various ways. One of the things is having the students pick something up on their way into the classroom and then having them fill it out. This could be some sort of questionnaire. Usually one of the things that I always want to find out is their parent or guardian or their adult, their information as far as what their names are, their preferred names, and their preferred way of contact. I know that I would just prefer to send out an email to everyone, but having worked with a lot of parents, especially as an administrator, it is nice to find out who is going to be better reached in various different ways just based on where they are during the day. Are they working? What kind of job is it? Are they at home? What is their preferred method of contact? Because as an administrator, especially when I am needing to get a hold of a parent, I am usually needing to get a hold of a parent right then, not just leave a message. That is one thing, is having the students fill out some sort of maybe quick survey, but teaching them that routine as they come in, that is going to be something that you're going to be doing on the daily. You can tell them as they're coming in, hey, there's something to pick up on the way. You have it already planned out where it will be, and hopefully it stays there, but know that you can always change it. But this is the place that you've imagined. They're going to pick up their papers every time they come into class. If there is something there, they pick it up. If there isn't something there, they don't. Anyone who didn't pick it up, you have them go through and pick up the paper. Not a big deal, but you will want to do this several times during the first week or two of class. Always have something, if that's going to be one of your procedures, always have something for them to pick up on their way in, even if it's something small. They get in that habit when they enter your room, they go over here. So it's more of muscle memory, less of having to recall that something was on your syllabus or that you went through it on the first day in your rule list. Typically, that's one of the first ways that I get to start getting to know them and teaching them some routines and procedures. The next thing is I love to play games, and that is part of my personality. I like to play games with students, but I like to do things in a way that are very low risk as far as emotionally and that safety of feeling uncomfortable. I don't like playing games like Two Truths and a Lie or some of those other ones that are asking you to be vulnerable and share information. I feel like that's not quite the time and the place on the first day of school to be doing that because your students may not know each other. What I like to do are games like Would You Rather? And so it's just an opinion. There's not a right or wrong, and they tend to be easy-ish to answer. They don't take a long time. And then one of the things that I love about something like Would You Rather is that you can participate as a teacher. You can choose too what you would rather do. And this game also helps students get up and move around, especially if they've been sitting in other classes. Once again, listening to the syllabus, having them moving around is really going to help out. I will have students go to one side if they would rather do this and go to the other side if they'd rather do that and just do several rounds of that. Another thing that you could have students do, and you could use multiples of these throughout that block depending on how long your class is, if you're wanting to play multiple games, or you can use these over several days. But instead of asking students what they did over the summer, you are asking them maybe what they wish they did. If you are listening to this in real time and we are in the middle of the Olympics, then you could ask them about the Olympics. You could ask them if they're attending the Paris 2024 Olympics, are they attending as a spectator or are they attending as an athlete? And you could have them write about that. Which one it is, or the three places that I would like to travel someday. And so they're listing those things. It doesn't really have to do with whether or not they were able to do those things. It doesn't end up separating your students financially, socioeconomically, based on who got to go to Disney World and who didn't. It is just a fun way to still get to know about students and them, you, without divulging that personal information at this point in time of the school year. The final thing that I like to do on the first day of school is give them a taste of what the class is going to be about. I taught elective classes, and if I only do things that are not relevant at all to what they will be learning, then they're not sure whether or not they would like to stay. At least in our school, students could change their schedules for the first few days of school. If they wanted to change their schedule, I wanted to keep them in my class if at all possible, unless it really wasn't a good fit for them. So now it could be that they're doing some sort of experiment or experience. You could have something to do with them brainstorming. If you're talking about the engineering design process and you're starting them with that process, this is how it's going to work in our class. Getting them doing something like that is a good example. Or you could show them examples of things that students have done, maybe something that they've built or created, or we're all going to be making this by the end of the class. Those are other ways that you can have them experience it. Another thing is if you are in a shop or some sort of lab, that way you could have students go on a mini tour if it's safe. and just let them know this is the space that they will be working in. Maybe start going over some of the safety things that they need to know, that when you start working in the space, this is what you are going to need to wear if there's anything special, or wear your hair in a certain way so that you don't get it caught in any machinery. As a summarization is, you are wanting to help your students and you feel safe and welcome on that first day of school. And you can do this by getting to know information about one another in your space, starting to do some procedures and routines, and finally to give them a taste of what your class will actually be like over the year, not just something fun. If today's episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. So make sure you share it with your colleagues and tag me on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Okay.